You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. This is a part of what we often refer to as the Lord's Prayer. It's actually our prayer because the Lord taught us to pray in that manner. So it's not the Lord's Prayer, it's our prayer. It's the prayer that the Lord had given unto us, or the pattern he had given unto us. But we want to look at verse 13, where he said, and lead us not into temptation, or and do not lead us into temptation. You see, that statement helps you to understand that you must never develop spiritual pride. You must never get to the point where you are saying, I cannot do what this person is doing. I cannot go down low like this. You know, I've seen people who accuse, I've seen women who accuse their husband of adultery. And for that, they were ready to fight, they were ready to tear things down, only to end up themselves becoming a victim or getting close to the point of committing adultery. Somebody was sharing and she said that she had entered the room with a man and some of her clothes, some, not all, were already taken off. It was then she now said to herself, I'm a child of God. Why should I do this? How could I have done this? The same thing that I'm crying to God every day about my husband. That was when she picked her bag, wore her top back, and left that scene. You see, that's why Jesus said, and do not lead us into temptation. Because he doesn't want us to become presumptuous, thinking that, you see, what these people are doing, me, I can never do it. You never say that, because when you speak like that, you are speaking in your own strength. But when you say, Lord, lead me not into temptation, you are recognizing that without the Lord, you cannot stand. You are asking for his help. You are asking for his sustenance. And in reality, it is God that sustains us. Do you know what God said to Abimelech? He said, because of the innocence of your heart, I have kept you from sinning against me. Did you know that it was God that didn't allow that man to sleep with, was it Isaac's wife, Rebecca? It was God. The lady was there for the taking. But every day something was just engaging him, official duties. He would say to himself that, tonight I'm going to be with this woman. And then they will come and bring some files and then some important guests. And by the time he was done, he was tired. He would just go and sleep on his own. Until the Lord finally came and said, that woman, you must never touch her. And the Lord told him that, I kept you from sinning against me. Brethren, if the Lord has not kept you, you cannot be kept. And you are kept because God is keeping you. You see, the grace of God, it works silently. Grace will make you think that you are the one doing it. That's the way grace works. When you receive grace, take for example, the issue of sexual sin. When you receive grace, sexual sin will not make sense to you. You will not understand why people are falling into sexual sin. It will not be anything to you. So you can't even understand it. But you see, you must be of understanding to note that that is grace. That is not you. That's how grace works. The thing that other people are struggling with, you don't struggle with it. It's just so easy for you to overcome. So you may begin to think that you are strong. Never do that, but always pray. And do not lead us into temptation. Do not lead us into temptation. Please, brethren, maintain that heart posture. Don't say some sins are too easy. They are too easy. Why should people fall for these ones? Never have that kind of posture in your heart. You know, I hear a lot of things. I hear terrible things that people do. They do this, they do this, they do that. But I'm careful not to say in my heart, because even though I may speak to the person and say, why did you do this? You see, at the back of my heart, I understand that if the Lord had not kept me, I could probably have done worse than this person is doing currently. Please understand that we are only kept by the Lord, and maintain this heart posture. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Always maintain that in the place of prayer. We are kept by the Lord. We are not kept by ourselves, and we can never keep ourselves. Be humble, be gracious. In fact, be thankful. That sin that is not a problem to you, those people who are in it, some of them, they want to come out of it. They don't even know how to stop it. So be humble. And this is not in any way to say we cannot rebuke sin. We cannot rebuke unrighteousness. But we must maintain a heart posture with an understanding that we also, we are kept of the Lord. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.